Tuesday was the first day of school in most of the state. Back-to-school events drew the attention of the two major candidates in the race for governor. Republican incumbent Scott Walker chose to visit a suburban charter school. And Democratic challenger Tony Evers, head of the Department of Public Instruction, made an appearance at an MPS school. As WUWM's Maya and Silva reports, both Evers and Walker talked about their priorities for K-12 education.
On Tuesday, Governor Walker made an early morning appearance at the first independent charter school in Waukesha County, La Casa de Esperanza. Walker also released an ad touting his plan to expand youth apprenticeships to younger children. He reiterated his message at a Rotary Club appearance later in the day. The program currently connects 11th and 12th grade students to employers.
We need every student to graduate, not just to graduate, but graduate with a game plan for what their career is going to be, no matter what it might be. And that's why, in addition to more than doubling the amount of youth apprenticeships, one of the big things we're pushing, and I think they handed out some flyers about this, it's about moving youth apprenticeships to make them available for 7th and 8th graders, as well as all 4 years of high school if someone wants it.
Walker asserts that making the program available to younger students will let them figure out earlier what careers interest them, will make them more excited about school, and will improve graduation rates. Governor Walker said that last school year, the state started funding academic and career planning for students as young as 6th grade.
And what that really is about is looking at the model that you sometimes see in Europe, particularly in places like Germany and Switzerland. The difference being there, they kind of mandate it. We don't want to mandate it. But we want to start our young people thinking early on about what are you good at? What are you interested in? What kind of career opportunities are out there? And then get them on the pathway towards success there.
While Walker used the first day of school to focus on apprenticeships, his opponent, Tony Evers, had different priorities. One of them is funding public schools. He stopped at a traditional MPS school on the northwest side, Maple Tree Elementary School. He says he spends the first day of school in MPS because it's the largest district and the most important for future success of the state.
That's why I'm here. I've done this every single year, no matter who the superintendent is or the board members are, because I believe that the kids in this school district need additional resources and need help. Many of them come from very difficult circumstances, and it's up to the public schools, frankly, to lift them up to their dreams.
He discussed Governor Walker's cuts to public education in previous state budgets and says his budget would be different. He says he wants the state to pay 2/3 of the cost of public education. He says he wouldn't burden middle-class taxpayers by increasing property taxes, and that there will be other places to save or to, quote, ensure that the funding system works. In addition, he says he wants to freeze the voucher program.
Vouchers, it's less about what kind of instruction people receive. It's more about where we have enough resources in order to fund two or three or four public school system. So my goal is, and I've kicked out lots of voucher schools that have been bad actors, and I've prevented lots of voucher schools from becoming part of the funding scheme. But the bottom line is we need to have more accountability and transparency.
One way for there to be more accountability and transparency, says Evers, is for property taxes to list how much money is going towards public schools, what part is going towards voucher schools, and what part goes towards county and city government. Education policy is expected to be a hot topic from now until the election in 2 months. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.